There's no other person other than Mary and no other earthly father other than Joseph who could have been the people that play these roles in this vital story. God made promises about the Messiah, and there is no one else other than Jesus, the Son of God, who matches up perfectly with these promises that were made about him as the Messiah. And so, yes, God keeps his word. God keeps his promises. And when he says he's going to do something, you can count on the fact that he will do it. That promise is significant to us. It's significant because it gives us life and it gives us the choice between life and death. In the scriptures, in the Gospel of John, it says that God came not to condemn this world, but to save this world through his Son, Jesus. We can have life through Jesus Christ because of what he did for us upon the cross. And that's the story that we'll be looking at later on. But for to know that that is how our salvation came about, because God sent his Son, Jesus, because he loved the world. He kept his promises, and he can be trusted to keep any other promise that he has made in Scripture as well. So that's one thing that I want to share with you this morning, one point, that we have been promised a son, that he was promised to a woman named Mary who was a virgin, and that he was born and came into this world and was raised by Mary and Joseph to grow in wisdom and stature, to teach, preach, and tell others about the kingdom of God. The second field of promise this morning that I want to share with you is that not only does God keep his promises, but we can trust God because he appears in what the angel said to Mary. And that is that he will be with us. That he will be with us. Through the angel, God made a significant promise to Mary. And I don't know about you, and I say this often when I speak about angels, but if an angel were to appear before you today, no doubt. Now, you know, there's a scripture in, I believe, Hebrews that says you might be entertaining angels and not know it. That may be true, but these angels, this angel, and with great heavenly light shining among them and a great wonderful heavenly host and other parts of the scripture, I think we would be filled with somewhat not only awe but also fear. And so usually the angel will say to the person to whom they speak, do not be afraid, do not fear. But he also says, right after that, he said, the Lord is with you. That's a promise that he gave to Mary. It's a promise that he gives to us, as I said, and the Great Commission at the end of his earthly ministry. He says, I will be with you to the very end of the age. We can be assured of that fact because God was with Mary and God is with us today. What God is asking of her is no simple matter. Remember, the scripture, both the prophecy and the scripture that I read this morning, speak of a woman who was a virgin, someone who had never been with a man. She was a virgin, and she was betrothed. This is not just an engagement like we would think of today, where there's a period prior to a marriage. Yes, there is that, but it's more than that. It's a legal binding document that says you are betrothed to this person. You are with this person. This is the person that you have chosen to be with. She was a virgin, and a virgin was to be with child. How does this happen? And we know that Joseph would later struggle with that, and rightly so. And the scriptures account for that. Now, it may not seem like a big deal in our culture and in our society today that a woman is pregnant before she is married. And as we talked about several weeks ago about the woman caught in adultery, there was also a man involved in that, right? That's still how that works, as I recall. But there was no other man involved here. It was the Holy Spirit of God that came upon Mary. It may not be a big deal to our society or in culture today, but it was then, and I believe that it still should be today. I found this quote in the Life Application Bible, which speaks of Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 38. Listen to these words and think to yourself about Mary. A young, unmarried girl who became pregnant risked disaster. Unless the father of the child agreed to marry her, she would probably remain unmarried for life. If her own father rejected her, she would be forced into begging or prostitution in order to earn her living. And Mary, with her story of being made pregnant by the Holy Spirit, risked being considered crazy as well. End quote. Mary would then live her entire life on earth under the cloud of suspicion from her family, from her neighbors. But embedded in her decision was her ability to be fully submissive to the will and word of God, to be submissive to God's call and willing to suffer the potential of ridicule, of loneliness, and of contempt. But Mary could do whatever God asked her to do because he had already promised to be with her. And she responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said." In a book by the name of Mary, What the Bible Really Says, an author by the name of Douglas Connolly says that God certainly didn't force this choice on Mary. She willingly embraced what God had for her. And I believe that's true. In her own words, she says, "May it be so as you have said." She wasn't forced to do it. She embraced the opportunity. But the decision was made, friends, with no assurance. No assurance whatsoever, except that anybody but God himself would understand. I remember years ago when I first entered the ministry, and I was preparing to go to another church, and I was interviewing at various places. And back then, we would send cassette tapes, and later videos, and later CDs, and now live stream of sermons to potential churches that would be interested in hiring or calling, rather, a new minister to serve. And back then, we would get a call on that thing that's called landline. By the way, did you see that AT&T is discontinuing all landline services in the state of Illinois? Interesting. There's something else that goes the way of the dinosaur. But the question on the other end of the phone came to me, "Pastor, do you believe in the virgin birth?" That was the very first question that I was asked on the telephone by the person on the other line. And I said, Of course I believe in the virgin birth, but your last pastor did not. And they said, "How did you know?" And I said, "Why else would you ask a question like that to the first time you spoke with me on the telephone?" It was important to that particular church that their pastor believed in the virgin birth. They never asked me to explain it, but they asked if I believed in it, which I did and I do. And to this day, it's inexplicable. But by faith, I accept it. I believe it was part of God's plan all along, as prescribed in the book of Isaiah and as communicated to Mary and Joseph and others who are part of this great Christmas story. Mary said, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be as you have said." She could do it because God promised to be with her. God promised to be with her. For the last 189 years, God has been with the First Baptist Church of Greenville. Amen. Through thick and thin, through ups and downs, through fires, loss of buildings, moving from one location to another back in the early 1900s, through changes in membership and changes in pastors. No doubt, if you've been here a couple weeks ago, you know that I announced that at the end of the year, I'll be stepping down as the pastor of this congregation. I've heard some people say, you know, what are we going to do? I'm going to tell you what you're going to do. You're going to have faith in God because He promised to be with you. He promised in His word never to leave you or forsake you. I have tried to be very clear from this place of great honor that you're not here for me. You are here to serve God. God has given you a great opportunity to serve this community. And over these last years, we've worked hard to do that together. I made this step of faith when I announced that I would be stepping down a few weeks ago. I didn't know where I was going to live. Some of you may say that's foolish. Perhaps it is, but I believe it to be faith. I believe that God will always take care of me because I have seen through my life that He always has. And I believe that God will continue to take care of and guide and strengthen this congregation in the years to come because He always has. That is His promise, that He will be with you. I will pray and I will ask God to guide you and that your hearts be open to His will and His guidance for the future. But I assure you that God is with you, and when you follow Him, you'll never be disappointed. In today's gospel lesson, we find that this promise is true. I will be with you, He says. Mary needed that assurance of peace. And in times that we have in our world today, we need peace. There's war in the world. There are words that are strewn about social media that are crazy. But we need peace. And the only peace that we can find in this world is the peace that Jesus brings to us each and every day. We need peace. Mary needed peace. We need peace. We need the hope that Jesus brings us. We need the assurance of peace and of hope. And we can trust Jesus. We can trust God to perform and to carry out His promises because His character doesn't change. Remember in the scriptures it says He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. The same God that was with this church and the six original members back in the 1800s is the same God that is here today with this congregation and is the same God that will be with this congregation in the future. That is the promise of Christ in God through Christ. That is the promise that is fulfilled this Christmas season and always. God was with Mary throughout her pregnancy. Throughout those long 9 months, God remained with Mary throughout her life, even as she mourned her son upon the cross, and others would take care of her for the remainder of her physical existence. And I submit to you today that He will surely be with you, with each of us, and for the entire world. Why? Because He said so, and I trust His promises. So as we conclude this morning, I ask a question to myself and to all of you. How good are you at keeping your promises? Because God always follows through with everything that He has promised to do. How well do you do? Also, God follows through with His promises to be with us in our times of difficulty. Walking through the valley of the shadow of death with us, where the shepherd promises, the good shepherd promises to be with us. How well do we follow through with the presence, our presence in the lives of others, of other people that are counting on us? Mary had the assurance of the angel Gabriel in our scripture today that the Lord was with her. And it was that angel who told her that his peace would be among her. How about you? God has promised never to leave you. God has promised never to forsake you, to be with you to the very end of the age. Doesn't that assure you of his peace? It does me. So I would pray for you this Advent and upcoming Christmas season that you'll be filled with hope, with peace, with love, and with joy, not only today, but all through the remainder of this season and into the upcoming year and beyond. May God bless you and your families. Amen.